Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, and Anchor. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Faith of Jesus in a World of Evil. Faith of Jesus, we can clearly see the faith of Jesus Christ daily in this world of evil. The days of lawlessness warned about by the Apostle Paul are clearly upon our generation. American vipers destroying the souls of men is today a pastime for many. The fact is, our social media has allowed people to strike others as a viper. False visions and untempered mortar are the common bond of a society that has fallen away from the Lord. This is the latest post on warn-usa.com. House Divided, Intro to Fighting God, the Kingdom War. House Divided, Fighting the Kingdom War, we introduce you to the kingdoms and delve into this spiritual battle. Today, everything is politically correct. However, this war is not politically driven. East Wind Judgment, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 60 on Battle Lines. East Wind Judgment demonstrates the judgment of the Lord. In Psalm 107 and verse 25, we find the Lord commands and brings up the stormy wind. Be sure to get your copy of The Rising by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. There's danger and intrigue. The nation is at risk. Mac battles to survive the forces bent on destroying him and America. Can he save the United States? Find out by getting your copy of The Rising. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Instagram, Walmart, Google Play, Angus & Robertson. And you can also order your book by going to danaglennsmith.com and feature to our bookstore, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books and resource. And that's at danaglennsmith.com. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's...
Greetings. Welcome to another Friday. We had some news here in our little state. The paper came out of West Yellowstone. And apparently some guy is being searched out and looked for. And one of the places that he has known to have contacts and lived was Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I thought, that's not surprising. You want to know why? Because Jackson Hole, as beautiful as it is filled with liberals and a few rhinos. And I think, you know, there are churches there. They're not all completely godless. But it does attract the liberal crowd. And there's several cities in Wyoming that have that attraction. And we have movie stars that come in and buy up huge tracts of land. And to be honest with you, I've been here all my life. My grandfather and grandmother, you know, they were here first, in the very beginning. Homesteaders. Towers' parents, grandparents, it goes way back. Her great-great-grandmother, I forgot how many greats, was the first white woman on the Laramie River. Book written about her. And so, when people come in, and they're rich and liberal, they buy up the land because they have money. They don't really care for it. They keep everybody off of it. It's their whatever. Now, there is an exception. And we do have some conservative movie stars that move in here. One in particular. And he's been here since quite a while ago. He's been here since the 80s. And you've seen his shows. But at any rate, so it's not surprising. So this guy is wanted because he has explosive devices. He also has roots in Pakistan. And his name is a name of Pakistan or India. And I would say India. But he's also has other contacts and other places where he's lived and has homes other places. In America and other places. So he's hiding amongst somewhere. And it's not very good. So at any rate, let me look here for a minute. Look under crime. There you go, 13 hours ago. Dangerous fugitive has ties to Wyoming. He doesn't have ties to Wyoming. Just because he came from Jackson Hole. He looks Pakistani. He may not be. Neil Ravi Mehta.
M-E-H-T-A. According to the FBI, armed and dangerous fugitive. Has ties to Wyoming, specifically Jackson Hole. Not surprising. The FBI, Little Rock, and ATF New Orleans executed a federal search warrant at his residence in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Now that, I've heard of Fort Smith quite a number of times. Investigators located multiple explosives inside the residence. What would you need that kind of stuff for? Well, let me see. I'm going to go fishing. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, right. He's 5'11", 160 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. So, you can look it up for yourself somewhere. I wasn't looking for this dude. But I have a listing of local news. Because, frankly, you know, and I don't know how they find me, but they do. So I'm always getting these things from, I never signed up for anything. How did they find out? Well, they did. So that's the way I get some news. Because I don't read local papers. Not much at all. And, you know, it's not like Wyoming hasn't had its own infamous outlaws. But this knucklehead wants to blow something up. Why would you want to blow something up? Well, if you're from Pakistan or have links to Pakistan, which he does, and India, these are both areas. India has radical Hindus that, and we report on the Christian persecution there all the time. And India's Hindus have been cracking down on not just Christians, but Muslims there. And so then you have Pakistan, which is another place that we report a lot of Christian persecution from the Muslims there. So it doesn't surprise me. So he's in America. He's in a number of places. So he could be back in Wyoming, but he's also from, he has connections in Oklahoma, Atlanta, Georgia, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Dallas, Texas, Denver, Houston, Jackson Hole, New York. Now see, in Jackson Hole, he's going to stand out. But you put him in with some others. Like you put him into Atlanta, Georgia, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Dallas, Texas, Colorado, for instance, Houston, big cities. He can find a way to hide there. And so, at any rate, well, guess what? Yeah, there we go. Well, at any rate, the guess what? I thought something, I was having a little issue here, but I'm not. So this is the thing we don't want, okay? And with Biden's open border, this guy here looks like he's been here for a long time. But we could get other people just like him. Many years ago, we used to report on the sleeper cells that were in America. And there's also active Islamic jihadist cells in America. And they're training for the great day when there's another Muslim-Christian war so they can take over the world. That's in their own words, by the way. And that was years ago. So watch out for people like this. You know, we don't need people going around blowing up the country. And this guy needs to be stopped. Now see, they've got two pictures of him too. The one is a close-up, and the other one's further away. And the other one, You know, he has a different look there. He's unshaven. And he looks rather young. I don't think he said 31, yeah. And where does he get the money to travel around the way he does? And like I said, we've covered a lot of this years ago in the beginning of Warren Radio. We covered the jihadists. We covered all the things. We covered everything from UFOs to government corruption, Area 51, you know, everything. And including the persecuted church and other things. So there's pretty much nothing we haven't covered. But we stick pretty much to our to what we're doing here. And Friday is the Sound the Shofar, which is has some chat. It's a rather easy program, followed up by a little bit of Bible study. And we do have a new study this week. But at any rate, be careful when you're out there. Watch for people like this. Make sure they don't see you. And we had a thing right out front in our street. Some guy in a big truck decided to pull up, clear up to the end. And there are some rather senior people, I guess, up there. I haven't seen exactly who it is. But the ambulance has been up there a lot on this truck. It looks like they deliver oxygen and stuff. But he went all the way up there. Instead of going around, he backed up all the way down the street. And he did this at 7:30. No, it was about 7 in the morning, quarter after. And that's when around here, we live in the burbs. In Wyoming, we don't have much of burbs. And that's the suburbs to you. But we live in the burbs here. And which, you know, you got deer jumping over the fence or over here. You know, you got rabbits. You know, we're by the river. So it's not like the burbs in Denver and some of the other places. This is Wyoming. This is why we live here. Wide open spaces, we like it that way. We don't want a lot of people here. And we don't want a bunch of liberals here. I mean, we love everybody except you, but don't bring your liberal ways here, and we don't want a ton of people here. We like it that way. And of course, it's cold. And it's windy. Today, we're supposed to have winds in excess of gusts of 60 miles an hour, which is about common around here. It's not a life that many people want. They want to live down in Florida where it's nice and warm. So at any rate, we do get these kind of people here. And we have had some infamous cases here in my life. And we've had trouble in a lot of respects with some of these. And it is... to say the least, we can do without a lot of it. We do not need this. And so we don't know if he's back here or not. But I can tell you, the cops look for people. Wyoming is really good. Don't come here and try to cause trouble. Because you'll get your ass in trouble. And don't challenge us. Because we have a castle doctrine here. We can defend ourselves. Which we would do anyway, because anybody that is a native here grew up with guns. We're not afraid of guns. You know, but we don't want to have to kill anybody. because that jackass comes here and wants to kill us, we're going to defend ourselves. But we don't want to kill nobody. We want to live in peace. So if you want to live in peace, stay out of Wyoming. Stay out of North Dakota. Stay out of South Dakota. Stay out of Montana. Stay out of Idaho. You can go into Colorado. They've always been nuts down there. And they used to always come up to our fishing holes. Tons of Colorado people up here. Why aren't you fishing in your own state? What are you coming up here for? At any rate, I laugh, but it's serious. Joe Biden has allowed too many people in. It's not safe in America in a lot of places. Murder has gone up, and then Joe Biden, the knucklehead, has decided that he likes murdering babies. And around here, we don't kill babies, we raise babies. And even the babies that the liberals want to murder. And so after birth in some of the liberal states, they've made it legal to kill babies after birth. That's murder. Out and out murder. It's also blood guilt. I've talked about that. And it's going to bring curse on you and the death penalty from the Lord God. So it's time that America woke up. And so, talking about murdering innocent babies, today is The War on Righteousness, The Throne of Iniquity, Part 1. This is a new series. And no, this isn't one of these studies. I don't do studies that... come out of Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Disneyland. These are serious topics. I don't mess around. I'm not one of those kind of guys. I don't argue with you. I'll give you one response. After that, I'll ban your butt. And we do that in real life around here. My dad said it best a long time ago when a particular, shady character kept coming around wanting to go out to coffee with him. And he says, no, I'm not going out to coffee with you or out to lunch with you. I don't even like you. Don't come near me again. Now that's blunt. But this guy wasn't a nice guy. I never saw him in the first place. I think I might have a family pic of him. But it's hard to say. He was married to my aunt. And then I don't know if she ditched him or he ran off. But she was never around here. She was never a Wyoming girl. She lived in Florida, then lived in Arizona. Finally wound up dead, and they found her with a bullet behind her head in the desert. Sounded to me like a hit. They never found out who did it. It's a tragedy. And we are in a worse fix today. Now see, while we call this a war on righteousness, there's one thing that we recognize, and that is the power of the wicked cannot and will not endure. It will be stopped. Because for us as believers in Yahshua, Jesus Christ, and don't mistake it, I'm very serious in what I believe. So is Tower. We believe in a God that heals, saves, and delivers. Supernatural, miracle working. One that forgives and full of mercy and grace. God's power will always prevail. even as wicked principalities and powers gather together for the end days. That's where we're at. They make covenants with others to accomplish their wicked plots. Joe Biden, he has a covenant with Soros to do evil. Anybody that meets with George Soros, he don't travel around as a billionaire for nothing. Pelosi and him were together a lot, as was Pelosi's husband. You know, the thing that I wonder about, you know, Biden, when he was vice president, put on his, some form he had over there, the White House. His income was, what was it, 400 and some thousand? He's worth, I think, over 3 million today, maybe 4 million. And that's just a short space of a few years. Where did he get all the millions? Well, he was with Soros. Pelosi. She's been in there so long, she's worth millions. Multiple millions. All the Democrats are in there, and many of the Republicans, they go in there, don't have any money. I mean, even, who was it, AOC? She went in there with nothing. Now she's got million or two. How does that happen? How do these people go in there as politicians, and after 5 to 10 years, they've got multiple tens of millions of dollars? And many of them don't even pay taxes, or minimal taxes. How does that work? It's called wickedness. They can get away with it because in D.C., it's a power structure of wickedness. D.C. is a stronghold of principalities and powers. They always gather, where the king of the country or the leader of the country is. They always gather there. If you go back to Daniel, you'll find out that when you read about him, the principalities and powers of wickedness that controlled Babylon were at the right hand of the king. And Daniel needed help to fight him in order to do what he needed to do. I mean, they're always there. That's how they control everything. The principalities and powers in Iran, for instance, is not in the military. The Prince of Persia, you know, if we want to call him that, but he's a modern day demon. And they're not modern, they're ancient. They go back to the fall. And so, they're going to be right there with the Ayatollahs. That is the seat of power. And the only way to get that seat of power out of there is by overthrowing him. Or them. Whoever it is you want to overthrow. You got to overthrow them, kill them, destroy everything. And put in a new system. And that'll throw that principality and power out. It can also happen through revival. And there was times when that did happen in the past. And we've seen even covering the persecuted church, for instance. And this was in India. They were over at a river going to baptize quite a number of new converts which were all Hindus, probably. And a bunch of Hindus came, and they had rifles, and they were going to kill him. And they started shooting at him, so the Christians began to pray. And as they prayed, a big storm came up. And and in this storm, it engulfed this army of Hindus that were trying to kill the Christians. True story. We covered it quite a long time ago, because it's been verified. Well, at any rate, in the storm, the Lord appeared, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua. And he told him who he was, and told him that he had went to the cross for them, to die for their sins, and that they needed to repent. He got their attention, in other words. And it was quite shocking to them, because they couldn't shoot, they couldn't continue anything. So they left, and the leadership, the leaders of that little band, one in particular, went over to the pastor later, and he knew who he was, and he was going to kill him that day. And he needed to know what that was. Well, he found out it was a vision of the Lord, and the guy repented, became a Christian, and a lot of the ones who were with him became Christians. So principalities and powers can be defeated by that way, because they operate on the willingness of men, and that's included, you know, women as well, that you have a choice. But when you make a choice of darkness, these demons of darkness, principalities and powers, work to control you, to control how you think. And depending on how wicked you are and willing to go, because they can only go so far if you say no and won't do it, and so, you know, these are the things that are real. And we see this stuff, and they come from the direct testimony and word of those ministries and people that were involved at the time. And we know the sources. And they're not liars. But see, most of these, they'll go right down to the river to get baptized, and the Hindus, if they see them, there are those Hindus that would try to kill them. And right now, the persecution of Christians in India and Pakistan, and that's just a few of them, there's tons of them, is on the rise. Principalities and powers of darkness. And we know from Revelation that there is going to be a war. The devil's going to make war against the believers. And, of course, these principalities also hate Israel. They're going to go against Israel. They're going to go against Christians. And they'll go against any power that won't recognize what they're doing, because they're bringing their buddy, the Dark One. There's two beasts coming. We call him, you know, You can call him anything you want to, but you're not going to stop him. The Lord will stop him. And you can call him an antichrist, but that's not a proper word, because we've had antichrist from the beginning. And Revelation uses the word beast to describe his connection with the dragon, the beast, the devil, in Revelation. And so, principalities and powers. So there is a war on righteousness today. And there's a war on civilization in general. Because where you have civilization, you have a government, and they may not all be Christians. Like, America is not a theocracy. And it's not even a constitutional republic anymore. It's a democracy. But it's a democracy that is filled with holes of iniquity and sin. America isn't going to last forever if it doesn't repent. It's going to be destroyed. And that's just all there is to it. And Biden, by himself, but he had help from principalities and powers. Because on the other end of it are other principalities and powers by Soros and others who are initiating and even paying people to come up to America from where they live. And they've orchestrated with Biden to leave the borders open, even though we have a right to keep them closed. For some reason, we can't keep them closed. Because Biden doesn't listen. He doesn't care. And so now we're filled with foreigners who got to get in here and it didn't cost them anything. And as soon as they get here, Biden puts them up. And like, for instance, they were up in one of the most expensive hotels in New York City. And they tried to move them out into the proper place to put them and they wouldn't go. They're still there protesting. They want brand new houses built for them. I mean, the audacity. Who the living blankety blank are you anyway? Who do you think you are? You haven't done nothing for America. You come here for one reason, to get out of this country what you can get out of it. You don't even know how this country operates. Because today it doesn't operate the way when I was first born. When we had a strong culture of churches and righteousness. But there's a lot of issues. So the war of righteousness recognizes the power of wicked cannot endure. God's power always prevails, even as the wicked principalities and powers gather, as they make covenants to accomplish their wicked plots. All the while, the righteous call upon God to deliver them from this evil. And we look at Psalm 94 and in one little verse, verse 20. And so, when you have wickedness come, evil, when you have people come, soldiers or whatever, They have a goal, and their goal is to do what they're told to do. And so you have a country invaded. You have invaders. They're all family men. Most of them, young people, they can be. And they're going to do what they're told. And if they're there, they're going to wind up doing what they're told, which may include killing. So we do look at, because we get down here, and that's Psalm 90, 94 and verse 20. Shall the throne of wickedness have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by statute? And so, I mean, one of the things you can look at here is the fact that especially in Israel, you know, they had good kings and bad kings. And so if you have a bad king like Ahaz and Jezebel, the blessings of God cannot rest on that throne or on that country because of what they do. And this plagued Israel, both houses. And it plagues nations too. So when you have a throne of wickedness that follows unrighteousness, and that's what the Biden administration is doing right now. Biden represents wickedness and judgment. Even though he looks like he's a fool at times, he has dementia, and he wanders around lost at times, he has been used by principalities and powers, including human principalities, to do and follow a goal to destroy America. That's our goal. Because they want, and of course, Davos, Switzerland, which met not too long ago, was right in the middle of this. Because they have a plan for all the world. It doesn't matter that you don't care. And of course, this didn't start with the World Economic Forum in Davos. We were covering stuff like this many, many years ago. And there's lots of quotes going way back that says we're going to, you know, to the effect that we're going to control what you eat, what you buy, everything. It's all going to be connected to an account. And when we tell you to do something and you don't do it, we'll just shut the account off. And what they didn't know is precisely how they would do that. But see, I've been with the technology and the internet for a very long time, since the beginning, in this neck of the woods. I was one of the first ones among just a few that really availed myself of it. I bought a computer back then, had to have it custom made. And our speed was 1,200 KBs, kilobytes, which is nothing. You didn't have pictures. You didn't have audio. And what you had was a few bulletin boards that you could go and leave messages on. And then they kept working on it. There was no lines for the internet. It was all phone. You would call in and get connected. You didn't have to worry about someone trashing your computer because all you did was unplug it. There was no Wi-Fi, thank God. Because now you can shut off your computer and it's not safe because a Wi-Fi hacker can hack into it, can turn it on. Someone online can hack, you know, the front door or even the back door. And so now, especially with the event of the increase of our knowledge, we can now control accounts, control people, control what they buy and sell. Because we are digital. In the old days, we were using all the old outdated technology. So there's going to be a throne of iniquity anyway. That's where it's all headed. The Dark One will be doing it. Now, Paul calls him the son of perdition. Now, see, I do not break down the son of perdition separate from the beast of Revelation 13. Because they're the same entity, except in Revelation, they use the term beast and describe him to show you where he comes from and his roots. And Paul reveals him to show you why he appeared, which is what the people have done, the rejection of the love of the truth. And the increase in iniquity. So he calls him the son of perdition. And so one is connected to the beast and the other is connected to what he does. And why he did it and why he was allowed to do it. So when you see this throne of wickedness, shall the throne of wickedness have fellowship with the addressing Jehovah? No, it won't. Now see, this throne of wickedness, it says, frames mischief by statute. Well, why would they do that? Because they're a ruling king or power or president. They rule by statute, by decree. And that's how Biden does it. That's how presidents do it in this country. That's how Obama did it. You know, they want to make sure that we can kill babies or do any number of things. And it's wicked. And see, they want to kill live babies after they're born. So now, and this happened in the news yesterday or the day before, the Satanic Church now wants to use those babies in their satanic ceremonies to honor Satan. Now, that tells you that the powers that be wanted to kill these babies live in honor of Satan. That is to kill innocents and shed their blood. And Satan wants to shed blood, and he wants to kill the innocent, because he hates babies. Because it was through the child that was filled with the Son of God, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, that Yahshua was able to enter into this world as a human, being fully God and fully man. He also hates the blood, because it's through the blood that we are redeemed. Now see, if you look at Ahaz and Jezebel, they decreed a lot of things. They also had another god. So when you look at all this, you understand. And this is the way they're all doing it now. That this is the way they make laws and push what they're pushing in California and throughout America. This is why if you get a good governor, he'll make good decrees and protect the people. But if you have people like the governor of California and mayors do the same thing. The mayor of Chicago, the mayor of New York. But then you have somebody like DeSantis that gets in, and he has a totally different look at it, and he won't make those kind of things. He stops it. Trump works even more where he would stop all of it. So that's why the throne of wickedness in this country despises Trump so much, is because he openly said Jesus Christ is the leader. He said that twice. And we've pretty much seen all of his things that he does. And I'm not a dyed-in-the-wool Trump supporter, but I like the results that he does and that he wants. And see, make no mistake about it, the throne of wickedness was never Trump. He was the one that was sent here. Just like God picked out Cyrus, he used Trump. And he used Trump to show you what a country that was changed would look like with blessings. And then he showed you what a country that would be filled with wickedness was like, and that's Biden's rule. And so the reason you have, you know, we have a lot of our cities now that have murder rates the worst in the world. We have people come in here at will making demands. And they come in and they rape and they kill and murder. And you have it open. Nobody's paying attention to who's coming across. Nobody knows who's coming across. Your country, America, is facing a throne of wickedness that have been giving statutes. They are working with other principalities and powers. And I can tell you, you who are in your nice big fancy churches, that's coming to an end. Your power is not in all that gaudy stuff that you've collected around you calling church. That's corrupt. And I can tell you about a biblical thing that tells you it's corrupt. But I'm not going to do it right now. I did cover that in a couple of other shows. And it further says, they gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But Jehovah has been my high tower and my God, the rock of my refuge. And he has brought upon them their own iniquity and will cut them off in their own wickedness. Jehovah our God will cut them off. And that's exactly what Yahshua will do at the proper time when the book of Revelation shows you. And in America, they have been condemning innocent blood, you know. And that is the believers, the ones who hate what they're doing. And you have the innocent blood of the babies, and they want to kill them. That's condemnation, and even worse. But you see, the thing this speaks to, but Jehovah has been my high tower and my God and the rock of my refuge. This is Old Testament. But what it does is point to you as Christians today in the New Covenant that our God is our rock of refuge, and he will bring upon those who are doing this their own iniquity. He will cut them off in their own wickedness. That's who our hope is. Because right now, Washington, D.C. is a cesspool of wickedness and evil principalities and powers. George Soros, I don't know how he can continue to live so long as a wicked man whose one goal is to destroy America. But he couldn't do it if he didn't have help. And so he just flashes money out there and say, well, I'll get you elected if you'll do this. And so that's why we have his minions scattered all over this country in various elections. This has been part of the introduction to the throne of iniquity. A new study from the Watchman and the WIBR Warren Radio. Father, we thank you for your word. Bless those that hear this whenever they do. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, from the preaching, teaching, of this message and its distribution over the internet. In Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from this message and this show. Don't forget to go to our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows there, read the articles. Don't forget to check out my new book, The Rising. You can go to our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, and you'll see ads in the sidebar. And they'll direct you to the various places. You can get the book. Check it out. I had it finished before COVID. And it has some important principalities and powers. It's a Christian fiction with a lot of supernatural things in it and prophecies. And so it can detail to you some of the things that are going on. Until next time, be safe. Be found in the Lord and trust him. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warren Radio.